Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we are live. Welcome to the NBA Strategy Show. It is Friday, March 15th. I'm Josh Engelman, here to break down a six-game NBA slate, a slate that which does not have late swap on DraftKings tonight. So if you're playing on DK, when you get the lock at 7 o'clock, you are done. No more changes. Pencils down. The test is over. Shout out to BetMGM for being the sponsor of this show. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, and follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. What's good, folks? What's good? Should be fun. Should be fun. I got riggedy wrecked on the DFS side last night, crushed on the betting side. So it kind of salvaged a little bit for me. That was pretty helpful. Because it was pretty brutal in DFS. But I'll take what I can get. I was right about Jalen Green, and that was all that mattered. Dude couldn't miss yesterday. Was not right about basically everything else, though. So we'll ignore those things. We'll stick to just the things that I got right. Who wants to talk about the things they got wrong? That's not as fun. Not in this day and age. Not this day and age. All right, I just finished up my sim. So I'm going to get my lineups ready to go so we can break this bad boy down. And then I'm going to start up the stochastic version as well. We should have some fun today, guys. Going to be a good time. Going to be a good time. Weird slate, too. The amount of news that we have to wait for is going to make this really tricky, especially for the fact that we can't late swap, which is terrible. Late swap, when DraftKings has the 100,000 entry contest, is essential. It's the best thing you could hope for. It makes everything better. If you have the ability to late swap on a day like today, you should be long-term profitable because so many people are making gigantic mistakes by not swapping for any news. Today, that's just not in the cards for us. Unfortunately, we got to just lock it down right at lock. Now, part of me is happy because at 7 o'clock, I can just say, screw it, I'm done. But at the same time, I would just really prefer to make the swaps today. Take away late swap on a day where all the sharp people are going to do it. Today is the day to like really beat up a contest. But unfortunately, that's not going to be what we're doing today. Ooh, I'll take that. I'll take that. Kind of like some of my exposures here to start. Ooh, we're going to go a little bit less than that. I'm making a couple tweaks right before we get started. All righty. Some pretty good exposure in. Kind of like it. I like where I'm at to start the day. So let's save that. We can even show. We're starting to run the old sims with the stochastic projections. So I'm going to clear out my stuff. And it's so simple. Changing that percentage to first, click run simulation, and we are good to go. DJ, yeah, I'm on the strategy show and the deeper dive every single day. You can't miss me. Everything we do live for the NBA side, I'm going to be on it. But for now, I think the best thing we could do is break down this slate. So get ready, folks. Here we go. The Phoenix Suns are 9-point favorites in Charlotte, 217 total. This one tips off at 7. Now, Phoenix is on a back-to-back. We don't have any idea who's going to be in or out for Phoenix. Yesterday, we had Eric Gordon questionable for most of the day. I assume he'll be questionable for today, or we don't know that yet. Don't have any idea if anybody else is going to sit. So we're kind of playing the sun side of this one a little blind. And it helps a little bit that the market doesn't seem to care about Phoenix. 9% ownership to Bradley Beal, 5 to Booker, 6 to Nurk, 3 to Kevin Durant. Oh, I gotta grab the old boom bust tool quickly. Just realized that was the one thing that I didn't copy into the old workbook. Nope. Wrong cell. There we go. Now we're in. Boom bust tool showing 9% optimal to Beal. So no one got more than 10% optimal. No one got more than 10% ownership. I tend to agree. It just doesn't look like that great of a spot. It's weird. You would expect Charlotte to just like create good plays when they're on the opposite side, but they don't. They really don't, which is just surprising to me. But alas, I'll get to some of these guys, and who knows, maybe we get some injury news that opens things up a little bit better. I got to 9% of Beal, scattered amounts of Booker, Durant, and Nurkic, and I think that's really all you can do on the Phoenix side. If we hop over to the Sims tool and see how the stochastic projections look, it's singing the same tune. Nurkic, 3% exposure. Beal, 3% exposure. Durant, 2. One lineup of Devin Booker. There's just not a lot of love coming in to this Phoenix team. King, I am playing with no late swap. I don't think that you said that I love no late swap, because I don't love no late swap. I want late swap. Especially on this contest. By having no late swap, it is costing me money today. And a lot of it, I would imagine. Just because of where the news is today. So, no. Maybe you misunderstood me, but no, I hate this. I don't want no late swap at all. I don't care long term. Like, I'll figure it out one way or the other. And in the grand scheme of things, when it's just popping up out of nowhere, I think that's better for me than it is for the large majority of people entering the contest. But I would still really prefer it to be late swap. That's all. Anyway, Charlotte. Hornets. Look a little bit different. Woo, Nick Richards season for old Josh here. No ownership coming into Charlotte. 7% is the max for Brandon Miller. Very different on FanDuel. $5,800 Trey Mann is getting 25% ownership. You're getting Brandon Miller, Miles Bridges, Nick Richards, and Misich all at least at 10%. But on the DraftKings side, it's very bleak. Now, I got to a neutral amount of Brandon Miller. He's 7,100, shooting guard, small forward eligible. Somewhere in that 0.95 to 1 fantasy point per minute range, 25% usage. But, you know, just like an average-ish play. I find it very interesting that I'm getting to as much Nick Richards as I am. He's 5,600 center only, but 3% owned. Now, he's been at 0.91 fantasy points per minute over the past 30 days. I got him at 0.98. I don't think that's all that crazy in this spot. We have Nick Richards, 4% optimal, 4% owned. We have him projected for 25.5 fantasy points. I have him at 29.3. So, yeah, I'm a little heavier on Richards. We'll see. A little bit of a tweak, and maybe that'll come down. But at the very least, he's standing out to me as a GPP option, somebody that people just aren't getting to. And I believe we're pulling a lot of ownership right now to Jalen Duren. So it might just be as simple as trying to get away from a little bit of that ownership. So I haven't really been... I know we had Nick Richards popping off the script or whatever recently, but this one's not different to me. Like, I don't mind this particular option. I don't think anything is wrong. Like, This is a guy that should be around 0.95 fantasy points per minute, and he's playing 30 minutes. Like, I think he looks better here than most will. But even still, I wouldn't expect to have that big of a stand on Richards. But I do like the idea of getting over the field if he's only 3% owned. This is still just a six-game slate. He is a starting center and close to a fantasy point per minute guy. But after that, small amount of Bridges, couple shares of some of these other guys. If we look at it on the stochastic side, 9% Trey Mann, 2 shares of Brandon Miller. So not a lot of standout options here for me, other than I think that I'm making some sort of Nick Richards pivot, but this just really isn't that kind of game either. We're seeing, if I refresh my table here, 50% aggregate ownership in this game. This is the least owned game of any game on today's slate. So I think that tells a pretty good story too. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Just he's low owned. I got a slightly higher projection. And when ownership is inefficient in the morning, because we just don't have as much information as we will 6 hours from now, it really takes advantage of those inefficiencies. But yeah, as I look at this one, I don't really want much from this first game. And I don't think anybody else does either. No, I hear you, man. Don't worry. We're good. We then head to Miami. This one's going to be an interesting one to talk about. Heat are 7-point favorites in Detroit, 213 total. And the ownership on Miami is really funny to look at. 20% to Bam Adebayo, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson, and Terry Rozier. 15 to Jimmy Butler, and another 5-ish to Jaime Jaquez. It's way more extreme on FanDuel. FanDuel has 40% coming to Duncan Robinson, 40% coming into Terry Rozier, 35 to Jimmy Butler. Oh, I should add, FanDuel does not have the Atlanta-Utah game on their slate. So this is a 5-game slate for FanDuel, 6-game slate on DraftKings. But we're also seeing 20 to 25 on Bam, Caleb Martin, Jaquez got to 15. So lots more ownership coming in on the FanDuel side. But as I look at it on DK, yeah, I want to get to some of these dudes. Detroit is 26th in defensive rating, 5th in pace. It's a nice spot for the Miami Heat. And I'm getting to a lot of it. I have 20% of Bam. I have 20% of Caleb Martin. I have 20% of Duncan Robinson. I'm 2xing the 6% owned Jaime Jaquez, right under the field on Jimmy Butler. The only guy that I'm massively different for is Terry Rozier. I have half of the currently projected 23% ownership. Now, if we look at the boom bust tool, a little bit of negative leverage on all of these guys. The biggest negative leverage is coming to Terry Rozier, so that makes me feel good. But Duncan Robinson and Caleb Martin are both 18% optimal. Bam's at 17. I think all of my exposure looks really normal. These are the guys you should be getting to. They have 4 guys, 15% optimal or more, with Jimmy Butler knocking on the door of 10%. All of that looks good to me, and I'm very happy to be getting that exposure because this matchup's great. And Miami's got a pretty firm rotation right now. Now, if we look at Miami from the Sims tool, it's a similar story. We got to 48% of Caleb Martin. That's a pretty big stand. I don't really have any disagreement with it. 4,500 power forward only. 33% exposure to Duncan Robinson. Another 27 to Bam. 14 to Terry Rozier. The spot that we're really fading in the stochastic projections, at least to start the day, is Jimmy Butler. Only 5% exposure there, but I think we got to be getting to Miami, and I think this team looks good, and it should. That's what happens when you play the Pistons. They're not a very good basketball team, and they might be without Cade, which is actually probably worse for Miami, if we're being honest. But I'm going to have a lot of these guys. I mean, how much do I have of Miami right now? I have 96% exposure to Miami. That's behind Utah, Orlando, and basically tied with the Pelicans. So this is a really nice spot. Oddly enough, I actually have a little bit less than the field, I guess just because of that Terry Rozier ownership. I'm a little under in the aggregate on Miami, but all told, this should be a team that you are paying close attention to. If you're asking me to pick one guy from Miami, it's probably Bam. Bam or Butler. I don't mind filling out with Martin and Robinson and Jaquez and Rozier, but I see those guys as the secondary Miami plays. But now we got to talk about a big one. Now, my guess is that I am wildly under on Jalen Duren, but I don't know yet. We're going to learn this together. As I hit this button, boom. Okay, wildly under on Jalen Duren. Duren is 6,900. He is center only. And he is currently projected for 35% ownership. A bit different on FanDuel where it's only 18. He's also $700 more expensive there. We have Duren 44%. Okay. So we got this one wrong. And that's causing the problem. Because we have Duren in for 38 minutes. I'm actually going to drop a quick note and try to get that fixed.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped. Streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
One second. All right. So I feel a little bit more confident about what this data is showing. Jalen Duren is not going to be projected for 35% ownership, and he's clearly not 44% optimal. He will not be playing 38 minutes today. I feel pretty confident in that. Detroit is going to be without Quentin Grimes. But as I look at this one, like, I'm not going to get to Duren at 35% ownership. I'll probably get to some of him when that number comes down. But at this point, the sims are working correctly to me. If Jalen Duren's 35% owned, you shouldn't play him at all. But that's just not going to be his true ownership. Fontecchio, on the other hand, though, 17% owned. I got to 24%. To me, he's the best option you can get to from the Pistons. We have Noah Sar Thompson again today. Fontecchio should play, you know, low to mid-30s in minutes. Tough spot against Miami, but he's been at a 0.86 fantasy point per minute rate over the past 30 days. He's the guy that I'm getting to the most. He's the only guy that I'm getting to in double digits. I have 9% of Ivy, 6% of Beef Stew, and I'm still bringing that Beef Stew projection down. I got to 9% of Cade Cunningham. That's the piece we need to talk about. Cade Cunningham is questionable for today, and that will really change up the game for Detroit. Cunningham has a 31% usage rate and a 40% assist rate. To reallocate, that would be crazy. If Cade ends up out, Marcus Sasser will likely be the most popular play on today's slate. He's $3,700. He's point guard, shooting guard eligible. Hell, he's already 12% owned. I mean, if he's 12% owned now, what's going to happen when you project him for 28 minutes? I'll give you a hint. He's going to be in everything that everybody does. So keep your eye on that one. You would then see a pretty sizable bump in usage to Jaden Ivey. I think you would probably see Evan Fournier pick up enough minutes to become a bit of an issue. Small forward only, but flat 3K. Since he leans way more offense than defense, you would think he might fill in for some of those minutes for Cade Cunningham. They'll likely bring in some other idiot off the bench that we don't need to dig into right now, but it'll be, without question, Marcus Sasser day if Cade happens to be out. If Cade is in, and this Pistons team is at full strength other than Quentin Grimes, then the guys that I'm looking at are going to be Fontecchio and Cade. And then little bits of Duren Ivy, Beef Stew, Sasser, all totally fine. Now, when I pull this up on the stochastic side, it's just going to be wrong. There's no other way to say it. We have 95% of Jalen Duren. That has a little bit to do with the fact that Jalen Duren is projected to rule the world today. But that's not going to be the case. So those exposures are going to carry a little bit less weight. Now, like the Fontecchio at 14, Ivy at 13, Sasser at 11, that all looks right to me. Those guys are going to be pulling some love. Terrible spot against Miami, 29th in pace. It's the second slowest team in the league, 9th in defensive rating. It's a rough spot for the Pistons. But they got enough value, even if everybody's in, that we should be interested. But even more importantly, it's the Cade piece that we got to pay attention to, because that can actually change the entire slate. All right, let me take a look at one little message here. All right, let's keep it moving. Actually, let's not keep it moving. Hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. You know how much that helps me out. That would be very helpful, if you don't mind. Let's go to Orlando now. We have the Magic, 7-point favorites in Toronto. This is a 216 total. Everybody healthy for the Magic. This is a team I'm getting to. This feels a lot like 2 days ago as well. So we have 15% ownership coming into Wendell Carter Jr., in and around that number for John Isaac and Mo Wagner, in and around 10 for Paolo Banchero and Cole Anthony, Franz Wagner, a little bit as well. I'm getting to a major amount of Orlando. Do I probably have too much of Cole Anthony? Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised by that. But he's 14% optimal, 9% owned in the boom bust tool. That's some positive leverage. I have double digit exposure to 6 different Magic players: Paolo Banchero, John Isaac, Wendell Carter Jr., Mo Wagner, Franz Wagner, and Cole Anthony. Shout out to Tom Kennedy for getting our Jalen Duren problem fixed. I should be able to rerun everything. It might take a little bit, but we got plenty of time. It's Friday, you know? It's Friday. Ain't got shit to do. I don't expect... Cole Anthony's sort of a similar situation to Nick Richards in that I would expect that to go down a little bit later on in the day. But he still does look a little sneaky for the days that he falls into those minutes. I really like 3xing the field on Franz Wagner. He's 7,200 and small forward only, so it's a difficult position to fill. And he has not been playing well. 0.95 fantasy points per minute for Franz over that past month. Now, that is not at all how I'm projecting him. He's more of a 1 fantasy point per minute guy, and certainly a matchup against this Raptors team will help out. So I really like Franz in GPPs. But then you can see, neutral to the field on a John Isaac value, neutral to the field on a little bit over on a Mo Wagner value, a little bit over the field on Paolo Banchero, a little bit over the field on Wendell Carter Jr. This team has 3 guys north of 10% optimal, but they also have 4 more guys at 9% optimal. There's a lot to like here for Orlando just because of this matchup. Because facing Toronto, a team that plays relatively quickly and has a and I don't mean quickly, like quickly, pun intended. And they're a terrible defense right now. I love the idea of grabbing pieces of Orlando across the board. If you're asking me which one I like the most individually, it's Franz Wagner. Again, 7,200, small forward. That's the piece that I think looks the best. Now, the Toronto side. They're obviously without Jakob Poeltl. They're without RJ Barrett now, who unfortunately his younger brother passed away. Very sad. We have a Q tag on Gary Trent, which will carry at least a little bit of weight. We've got single digit exposure coming into everybody from Toronto. Now, very different on FanDuel. It's 20% ownership to Bruce Brown, 30 to Trent, 20 to Quickly, another $10 Bajie and Olynyk. I got to 2x the field on Emmanuel Quickley, which is interesting because I bet his unders. I got 15% of Quickley, 7% owned. He's playing 36 minutes a night, 1.2 fantasy points per minute. Certainly looks good. If Trent is back, he's a $5,700 shooting guard. He's somebody I'm 2xing. He's going to be in and around 0.85 fantasy points per minute. Bad matchup here against Orlando, but there are pieces just because of how shorthanded they are. If Trent is out again, we're probably going right back to the Grady Dick experience. We're probably going to feel a little bit better about Bruce Brown as well. Maybe Akbaji. No major priorities from Toronto, but I'm very happy to get to Gary Trent and Emmanuel Quickley at sub 10% ownership. I think that does stand out. Now, I'm going to see if we've got that update for ownership just yet. If we do, then I'm going to try to rerun everything. No, we don't yet. We do. I know we have the new projections, so I'm going to grab that first. Shout out to Tom for this one. So let me throw the new projections into my sheet, at least on the stochastic side. And I don't think this is really changing up what we need to talk about. D-Reg, you said, I know contests have different structures, but does your process equate at all to daily best ball? No idea, never played it, but I'm sure that everything that I do would work perfectly for it, but I've never played any daily best ball. So that's three games up and three games down, guys. Not the best start to this slate. I think Orlando is the thing we want the most, but Miami's not too far behind. We did just get a super chat from Jeff Williams. So let's pop that up on the screen. It says, do you think the line for Detroit shows Cade being out or in the middle somewhere? That's a good question. Grand scheme of things, 7-5. I'd say it's more like slightly leaning Cade out. Slight lean to Cade out based on that line would be my assumption. I think Miami would be a slightly lesser. I think this might be around like -6 if he's in and -8 if he's not, something like that. Just ballparking it, eyeballing it. That's sort of where I feel like that is. Let's see, what else can we touch on here for today? Sign up for everything that we have. How about that? I think that's probably the best thing that anybody can do. Like, depending on what you're looking for, we've got it. If it's the sim tool, head to stochastic.com and sign up or click the link in the description. Generate contests up to 5,000 entries or 10,000 outside of the NBA. Simulate those lineups against each other. Get them ranked by ROI and win rate and top 10% rate. You can sign up for the Sims tool very easily right here. If you want the NBA package, the max package, weekly, $60 a week. Monthly pass, it's going to be $199.95. Can't beat that one either. Just come on in. Join us, folks. It's right here for you if you want to sign up. Or if you need a bit lesser of what you're looking for, the lineup generator is going to be the ticket for you. This is going to be the quickest thing you could use. We generate all the lineups. We get rid of all the ones that we think stink. We present the rest to you. You can click save if you like it. Click discard if you don't. Another one just pops right up. You can lock players and swap players. Get export up to 20 via CSV. Very mobile friendly. You can get $79.95 if you want lineup generator for every sport that we have. If you're just looking for the NBA, $14.95 a week for the lineup generator. I think this is the best way for most people to get started at Stochastic. If you want to see a little bit of what we have behind the paywall, this would be the way to do it. The lineup generator is my favorite tool for most people. Now, I'm going to cross my fingers and hope that we have that ownership updated now and I can rerun my personal sims. And we do. Shout out Tom Kennedy. So I'm going to grab this now. Pop the ownership into my sheet. and done. Ooh, we need Boom Bust Tool as well. Man, I am excited for the weekend. I'm ready for a break. I'm also ready to go grill some meat. I got to finish this show up, record Contenders, and then I'm going to be eating good in the hood. Did I not grab Boom Bust? Apparently I didn't. All right. There's Boom Bust. So now, let's go ahead and let's update everything. So I'm going to refresh here. We're going to get a brand new player pool to start. Jake, that's a good question. That's a good question. That's a good one, Jake. I like that. All right, so we're generating our pool. Done already. That's great. We'll go to simulate lineups. And I'm going to upload my custom projections. Very important to do for me personally. Not necessary for you to do if you don't have your own. Stochastic projections are the best in the industry. But I've got an ego and I can't help myself. And I've been making NBA projections since 2014. So I cannot stop myself from doing this. But I would prefer to save myself staggering amounts of time by not doing this. I just can't help it. I can't quit myself. It's frustrating. All right. Projections are pasted and saved. So now all we do is upload this CSV. And now we could run our sims again. Perfect. Easy.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, what are y'all up to this weekend? Chat, any big plans? What do we got going on in the sporting realm? We got weekend golf, kind of a shitty MMA card. We got anything else going on interesting this weekend in the sports scene? Talk to me, folks. Oh, Michael, nice. Closed on a house. Congrats, I hope. Birthday weekend, that's what I like to see. Danny, best of luck to you in your future endeavors. That seems like a tough scene. There you go, Andy. MMA and a few beers. It's a pretty gnarly MMA card. Not one I'm looking forward to. Although, this weekend last year, I did ship MMA for like 80K. So my wife really wants me to play MMA this weekend. She thinks that could be, it could just be this weekend. She was out of town for it. So I might have to actually play a little bit of MMA this week. Under 8 boys soccer games. Definitely wouldn't want to be there. I can't think of anything worse. Speaking from experience as someone that played in those games, we were not very good, and that is not fun to watch. just a hive, a swarm of everybody just trying to grab the ball. It's so crazy. So crazy. All right. Let me rerun my script. Perfect. And now I can refresh my exposures. And I'm going to circle back through everything we've already looked at just to touch on it. Yeah, Jake, that's pretty much exactly it. Demetrius, happy birthday. The Pacers-Nets game sounds awful, though. I got to be honest there. That doesn't sound like a very good time. All right. New lineups are generated. Do I have more Nick Richards at this point? Kinda. Give me 1 second to just change up the bottom of this script. Perfect. Still a little bit of a stand on Nick Richards. What are you gonna do? You know, sometimes you gotta have some fun. Play a lot of Nick Richards. Common stuff. All right, we got my Sims done. So now I'm going to go back and rerun Stochastic Sims. And then we're back to where we want to be. So I'm going to hit each team quickly and walk through everything we've talked about. Phoenix, same situation. Barely have any of Phoenix, under 10% on everybody. Charlotte. Okay, still have that stand on Nick Richards. I am getting to Miles Bridges and Brandon Miller now, which I'm okay with. I don't mind getting to those guys as GPP pivots if this game happens to be relatively close. And again, as ownership gets more efficient, these sorts of plays won't stand out as much for me closer to the deeper dive. But I do like the idea of getting to at least a little bit of Nick Richards. Miami, basically the same scene. Still getting to Bam, Caleb Martin, Duncan Robinson, Butler, Rozier. I'm a little lighter on Bam. Still have a little bit of Hawkes, but Miami still looks like a priority. Detroit, very different now. We've got Durin down to 8%. I am largely fading the 18% owned Marcus Sasser, but again, that will only matter to me a lot if Cade ends up out. Fontecchio still is that guy. For sure. Fontecchio's the guy I want. Cade is the guy I want in GPPs if he's in. Now for Orlando. I'm getting to a ton of these guys still. 2xing the field on Cole Anthony. More than 2xing the field on Franz Wagner. Neutral on Suggs. Neutral on Isaac at 20%. More than 2xing Mo Wagner. Neutral on Paolo Banchero. And neutral on Wendell Carter Jr. Still a team that I'm getting to in quite a big way. If I refresh now to look at ownership, 121% ownership going to Orlando for me. That is the second most I have of anybody other than Utah. And then as we look at Toronto, still single digit ownership for everybody. A little bit of Trent, a little bit of Quickly for me. Not too much else to talk about here. So now we're back to where we want to be. And now we're going to the LA Clippers. They are 6.5 point dogs in New Orleans. It's a 215 total. We have no idea what the Clippers are doing today. We ended up not getting James Harden and did get Kawhi. I don't think anybody was projecting that. So good luck figuring this one out, especially on a no late swap day. If we get that news, though, maybe Harden's out again. It's up in the air. Maybe Kawhi sits for this one. Bones Highland starting at 4,300 will be a huge priority. Maybe we're bumping Paul George a lot. Who knows? It's really hard to dig into this one. This is much more of a deeper dive game than a strategy show game. Because I just can't confidently say what's going to be happening here. We have no injury report. And we have no idea who's actually going to be available for the Clippers. So right now, if everybody's in, I'm getting to a little bit of Kawhi at 8,500. But scattered amounts of Paul George, James Harden, Zubats, those are the only four guys you can get to if everybody's in. If not, then it's not. Now, the Pelican side is easier to talk about. 17% ownership coming into Zion, and then single digits to everybody else. FanDuel has around 15 to Alvarado, around 15 to Herb Jones, around 15 to Brandon Ingram. I'm actually getting to the Pelicans a little bit more. Looks like I'm using Jose Alvarado as like a Marcus Sasser pivot. I got to 26% of Alvarado. Might be a little over on that projection. I've got him at 17.4. We have him at 16.8. That's actually not that bad. So I'm getting to Alvarado as a Sasser pivot. And then I have a little bit of Herb Jones. I'm 2Xing the field on CJ, but I'm under on Zion. I have everybody that actually plays for New Orleans in a lineup. And that's how I feel about it. These guys look so similar. Like, look at how I have their value ratings, all between 7 and 10. So I have every single dude from the Pelicans that plays in at least one lineup. 5 to 10% of Zion, Trey Murphy, Najee Marshall. Very minimal amount of BI, but four separate dudes in double digits, including 13% of Larry Nance. This is just a team you want to get to because everybody is sort of in play. It's kind of gross, too, if I might add. Now, as we look at this one on the Sims tool on Stochastic, we got to 29% Zion. I'm like 2 fantasy points behind us. So I'm not surprised to see Zion there. It is one that I'm going to dig into. He's been playing really well as of late. 1.37 fantasy points per minute over the last 30 days. I'm a bit lower here in this spot. That could change. We did get to 11% Alvarado, 7 of BI, 7 of Joval. It's just, other than Zion, it seems like you can take it or leave it on anybody here for the Pelicans. But if I'm picking one, it's Zion. If I'm looking for some sort of pivot, it's probably Jose Alvarado. And just to hop back to the Clippers for a second in the stochastic version, 3% of Paul George is the most we have. And if I hop back to the Detroit version, 39% of Sasser, 38% of Ivy. You can see Jalen Duren nowhere to be found now. All right, to the 382 people that are in here right now, we're almost at 100 likes. Hit that thumbs up if you haven't done it yet. We've got 2 more games to go. And now we've got the matchup between Nikola Jokic and Victor Wembanyama. 9.5-point favorites for the Nuggets in San Antonio, 221 total. Decent amount of ownership coming into Denver, which we don't normally see. 25% to Murray, 20 to Porter, 15 to Jokic, 20 to Aaron Gordon, and another 5 to KCP. Very comparable on the FanDuel side. 25 to 30 on Porter, Murray, Gordon, 15 to KCP and Jokic. I got to 17% Jokic. I'm more than happy to pay 11.8 in this spot. 22nd ranked defense for San Antonio. Number one team in pace right now. But I'm getting everything here. I'm getting 20% of Murray. He's 27% owned. I'm getting 12% of Gordon. He's 19% owned. MPJ is the guy that I appear to be fading at 20%. But I'm getting to a decent chunk of Denver here. And I think you should. We've got 4 guys in double-digit optimal in the Boom Bust tool. Now, we're showing a little bit of negative leverage to Gordon and Murray, but I don't think that's a reason you don't get there. Jokic is 14% optimal. MPJ is close to 19% optimal. This is a really nice spot for Denver, and I think you should be prioritizing some of these guys. Now, if we look at Denver via the stochastic projections, Jamal Murray showed up in 43% of lineups. I don't hate that at all. I really like Murray's spot against San Antonio. But we also got 20% of Porter, 20% of Jokic, 16% of Aaron Gordon. KCP missing out on this one. We got to a couple shares of Peyton Watson. Watson would just be another one of those sub 4K pay down options. But I think you just really want to get to Denver. We don't normally want to get to Denver, but when you can get them out of elevation, remember, they're the 27th ranked team in pace. They are about as slow as it gets. I have them gaining 3.3 possessions over their average. For reference sake, I have Nikola Jokic averaging 0.83 DraftKings points per possession, 0.83. At 3.3 extra possessions, that's 2.7 fantasy points for Jokic just because of the pace of this matchup against San Antonio. That says nothing about the defensive matchup. Just pace alone gives Jokic a 2.5 point bonus for today. And that's why I think that I'll be getting to him a little bit. That's why I think Denver as a whole looks pretty good. Now, for San Antonio, there is no ownership coming in because they get the opposite. The Nuggets are around 10th in defensive rating. They're 27th in pace. San Antonio loses 2.5 possessions below their average. 6% ownership coming into Vassell. Double that on FanDuel. 3% ownership coming into Wemby. You can double that on FanDuel. Now, I am getting to Wemby. I got 22%. He's 10,500. He's center only. 1.87 fantasy points per minute over the last 30 days. I got him for 1.72 right now. I love him in GPPs. I am fascinated by the idea of getting to Wemby. We have him 5% optimal, 3% owned. I think that looks pretty good. Vassell, then, the most optimal in the boom bust tool at 7%. I am pumped to get to Wemby. I really hope that ownership holds. I'm very curious to see where the stochastic sim got to on Victor Wembanyama, because he's looking like one of my favorite plays of the day. We got 7% of Wemby. I'd prefer to be a little bit higher. Why not? What a great spot. He's playing the minutes. He's playing 31 minutes a night. Like, he's going to fill up the stat sheet. We know that. The fact that it's at home allows this game to be a little bit more competitive. This line would be way bigger if this were in Denver and he'd be playing at elevation. Get yourself some Victor Wembanyama. I'm going to go out and say right now, if he's 3% owned, he is the best contrarian GPP play for today. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. Get yourself some Victor Wembanyama, folks. All right. Now we're going to go to the final game for today. I don't want to talk about this one. Guys, hit that like button if you haven't done it yet. We've got about 10 minutes to go here. The Atlanta Hawks are 2.5 point favorites in Utah, 222 total. A reminder, there is no late swap today, which means there's a questionable tag on Bogdan Bogdanovic, a questionable tag on Jalen Johnson, who we haven't seen recently because of an ankle injury. We don't know who's playing for Atlanta yet, and this is an incredible matchup for both teams. Atlanta, 28th in defensive rating. Utah, 29th in defensive rating. 7th in pace versus 11th in pace. We're in for a treat here, but the fact that there's no late swap is going to complicate this game in a big, big way. 30% ownership coming into DeJounte Murray. 25 to Bogdan Bogdanovic, and we don't know if he's playing. Around 15 for Capella and Bruno Fernando. Just 10 coming into Jalen Johnson. Now, I'm fading this Atlanta side in a pretty major way right now. I got over on Jalen Johnson, but I'm well under on DeJounte Murray. Well under on Clint Capella. Well under on Bruno Fernando. Well under on Bogdan Bogdanovic. Because I got everybody in, and I'm a little nervous about these guys. Massive negative leverage on Murray, although still 22% optimal. Pretty sizable negative leverage on Bogdan Bogdanovic, although still 19% optimal. The rest of these guys are a little bit more in and around their current rates, but bringing Jalen Johnson back matters. He's a 20% usage guy, 15% assist, 15% rebound. That takes a bite out of some people. Not to mention, especially in this matchup, he can play the five, which makes the minutes for Clint Capella and Bruno Fernando a little scary. We also just don't even know if Jalen Johnson's going to play, but you can absolutely play Jalen Johnson against John Collins at the five. Let's not even get started on the John Collins revenge narrative that's popping up in this one. So as I see it, the guys that I like the most are certainly Murray and Jalen Johnson. I'm going to have my eye on Bogdanovic, Fernando, and Capella from an ownership perspective, though, that's for sure. If we look at the stochastic sims, I'm very curious to see where we land here using the site projections. 37% Capella. That scares the hell out of me. I will caveat, I bet Clint Capella's unders today. 35% to DeJounte Murray. Now, that one makes sense. He's Now, $9,500 is a scary price, but he's playing 39 minutes a night. I'm willing to go out on a limb and say that'll work. 1.3 fantasy points per minute for Murray. Probably just trying to find some other options in that range. We also have 30% going to Bruno Fernando, 20 to Bogdanovich, and 10 to Jalen Johnson. That's a lot of love coming into Atlanta. Now, if we get the news early enough, that's great. We'll be cutting out one or both of Bogdanovich or Jalen Johnson. But if they're in, I don't like Atlanta as much as the ownership states, especially in a 100,000 person field. And then we close it out with Utah. Now, Utah is a bit of an issue because their injury report matters. Obviously, Lauri Markkanen is out. Jordan Clarkson is out with a right groin strain. And Chris Dunn is out for rest. But we're also getting Taylor Hendricks potentially back. He's questionable, and he's been out for a little bit. So as we look at Utah, we've got 60% ownership coming in to Talen Horton Tucker. I got to 57%. I have no idea how you avoid him today. Shooting guard, small forward eligible. I only gave him 23 minutes, but he's a fantasy point per minute guy, and he's 3,900. That price tag, the fact that Chris Dunn is out and Clarkson is out, I'm not entirely sure how you get away from THT, and you can make a real case that he should look better than that. Like, we gave him 20 and a half minutes, and he's still 31% optimal. That's how good of a play he is today. But I'm not stopping there. Both Colin Sexton and Keyonte George are around 30% owned. I have 45-ish on Sexton and George. That's usage and assist rate bumps for both guys, having no Lauri Markkanen and no Jordan Clarkson on the floor. I'm going to be getting to these guys in a big way. And don't forget, amazing matchup. I'm also 2Xing John Collins. 11% owned, 25% optimal. Or sorry, 25% of exposure for me. Heading, getting Atlanta coming to your house now. Let them know. This is what happens when you trade me away. That's what I expect to happen. But honestly, I do like getting to John Collins here at 7,100. Assuming Taylor Hendricks is back in the starting lineup, looks okay. I think Bryce Sensabaugh looks okay. No real priorities. Don't want to go to Walker Kessler if he's coming off the bench. But I do need a lot of Talen Horton Tucker, Keyonte George, and Colin Sexton. Three of the biggest priorities on today's slate. If we look at it on Stochastic, using the sim tool for Utah, 86% of Talen Horton Tucker. You really just can't do anything other than play that guy. And remember, that's 86% exposure to THT, and I have him projected for 2.5 more minutes. It could even look better. And it looks good no matter what. 31 to Sexton, 29 to Keyonte George, 13 to John Collins. It's the same four guys that are pulling a ton of exposure, and to me, that's exactly what it should be. You got to prioritize Utah. You got to prioritize Atlanta. And you got to do that in the hardest way possible with no late swap and this being the final game on the slate. Lucky for FanDuel, this game's not on it. I got to sneeze. I think it's here. I can feel it. I think I might have sniffed it out of there. But we're through these games, guys. Six games up, six games down. Let us now look at the number one lineup in projected ROI on DraftKings to start the day. That is going to be Marcus Sasser, Jaden Ivey, Talen Horton Tucker, Caleb Martin, Jokic, Sexton, Zion, and Bruno Fernando. That right there is a sign that this slate is going to be gross. To get Sasser, THT, Caleb Martin, and Bruno Fernando in a lineup, and it be the best lineup, what does the worst lineup look like if that's the case? Let's do that too. That's fun, actually. I can't do that quickly, can I? No, I can't. Oh, yeah, I can. The lowest ROI lineup that was generated. -90.5. Trey Jones, Julian Champagne, Bryce Sensabaugh, Durant, John Isaac, THT, Banchero, and Kawhi Leonard. That's kind of fun. But now, for the people at home that love themselves some FanDuel, here's your reward. Let's run FanDuel Sims, and let's see what we got for today. We're going to generate that pool. Guys, hit that like button one last time if you haven't done it yet. I appreciate you guys being with me all week. It's been fun. Really enjoying this show. It's been a fun experience for me. I think I'm giving you the best information that I can. If there's anything else that you guys ever want to see, please let me know. But I like digging into this stuff with you guys. It's a good time. It's a really good time. Man, my nose is so itchy. I can tell it's like temperatures are changing and stuff. Let's crack the old back. Ooh, that was shoulder and elbows, actually. A little shoulder, a little elbows. Prize picks are out for me already. Go try to grab those if you can. We picked up a dub yesterday. First time this week. If we win today, we lock in our profit. I also had a spectacular sports betting day. Absolutely crushed. You can find anything that I'm betting on Picket. All of those plays are immediately posted the moment I make them. So if you want to tail me on Picket, go for it. Already have another 10 or so plays out for this morning. So if you're looking for anything on the sports betting side, that would be great as well. Speaking of the sports betting side, since we're here, why not take a look at Odds Shopper? Do we have any bets out there right now that you guys should just immediately go and grab? We do. Wendell Carter Jr., under 8.5 rebounds, plus 110 at Bet365. That is the best play available. You could also get a little bit of value at Bet Rivers or Sugar House. And then Taylor Hendricks, under 7.5 rebounds, minus 135. Same situation. It is at Bet365. 12 Odds Shopper rating, 5% expected value. They are the two best plays you can get on Odds Shopper, and I'm just handing them out to you if you're in a legal sports betting state and if you haven't used Odds Shopper yet. Now, we have the top lineups on FanDuel. The number one lineup, Jamal Murray, Trey Mann, Gary Trent, Jalen Suggs, Bruce Brown, Duncan Robinson, Aaron Gordon, Caleb Martin, and Nikola Jokic. The top plays in exposure, Bam Adebayo, Duncan Robinson, Jalen Suggs, Paolo Banchero, and Bruce Brown. All five guys north of 50% exposure. It's been fun, folks. Hell of a week. I appreciate you guys. Check out the Prize Picks content. Contenders coming up shortly. Check out Twitter threads at Stochastic_com or the Stochastic NBA channel. We do a full summary of all of my information as a Twitter thread every single day. I'll be back later tonight for the deeper dive, and then we'll be hopping on Playback. That's playback.tv/Stochastic. Guys, enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Have some fun. I'm going to get out of here. This was the NBA Strategy Show.